you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Well, Rory, here we are, our first inaugural podcast episode, and I couldn't be more thrilled. It's great to see you.
Oh, this is awesome. Looking forward to it.
It's Carson Daly with Rory McIlroy, and this is really born out of this new thing that you're doing with the Golf Channel that I caught wind of called Golf Pass. And I think that's kind of where this idea came out, where I said, hey, man, if I could get a chance to sit down and talk to you throughout the year, really, kind of get the inside word of what's going on with you, your life, get to know you a little bit more. I'm a huge avid golfer, despite how I play. And so I'm excited that we're going to be doing this podcast moving forward.
Yeah, this is awesome. You know, as you said, we're excited to work with Golf Channel and NBC on Golf Pass and give, you know, fans of golf an inside look to the game and help them to get a better experience of the game of golf, but also to have some fun with it as well. And you know, I've always enjoyed this sort of podcast stuff and this forum, and it's a good way for me to be, you know, say what I want to say,
yeah.
Not through traditional forms of media. It's like a safe space for me. So, you know, I can basically get on here and speak my mind, and whether that's about golf or anything else. So I'm excited.
Well, it can't be all about golf. It's got to be entertaining.
Exactly. Exactly.
We want people to listen. I, you know, the podcasting is new for me. I've been in radio my whole life. So sitting in front of a microphone and talking to people, something that I've done. I'm 45 years old. People might know me from my time at MTV. I'm a big music guy. I started off as an avid golfer in junior high and in high school and in college, but then I'm a huge, huge music fan.
Yeah.
And so my life at one point just turned into music, and that has taken me to MTV and then ultimately NBC, and I had a late night show there. And then The Voice is a singing show on NBC that I'm the executive producer of and I host, and that's been a really fun project for me. But at the end of the day, this podcasting, by the way, I've never done this. I've never hosted a podcast, more or less been on one. But here we are, our first time hanging out in a hotel room this week in Orlando at Bay Hill, where you're defending champ. We can talk a little bit about that as well. It really is freeing. I mean, it's really a great communication space for, you know, a couple of guys to really kind of talk about, yeah, golf. And as you well know, golf has been a great metaphor for so many things in life.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's the great thing that I love about podcasts. It's unstructured. It's a conversation. It's not an interview. It's not, you know, you asking me questions, me responding, go to the next question. It's a conversation. It's trying to, you know, get into the mind of the guys that are on there and get into, you know, other things. And I, you know, I feel like I have a decent perspective on life, and golf definitely is not my be-all and end-all, and there's a lot of other things in my life that are very important. And, you know, if we get into those as well on this, then that's great also.
Well, we haven't, in full disclosure to people listening, like, we haven't sat here and had a million meetings and phone calls, and there's no rundown of what to talk about, unlike if I interviewed on the Today Show. You know, your people would probably know the questions in advance, and you'd be well-briefed, and, you know, this isn't that.
No.
And as I, you know, I think about professional athletes that, you know, when you do media day and you do your interviews, you're there in front of the world press and there's cameras. And now I'm one of those cameras, right? Like, I work for NBC News or for NBC Entertainment. And when the Rory McIlroy press conference comes back to us in tape, we have the ability to, and I've been this kid, like, interning. If a producer wants to grab, hey, Rory said something about the greens being crappy, you know, this is the phrase I'm looking for. I literally can set the in point and out point of what you said. Now, that night on the news, when millions of people are watching, this has been editorialized without your... Now, you may have said, yeah, Pebble was great. The greens were a little bumpy. It was a little rough out there towards the end when it was drying out. That's my in. That's my out. Now, you might have said after that, but I thought Pebble Beach and the staff did an incredible job. I had to play them. All the other players had to play them, so it was quite fair.
Yeah.
You could be taken out of context. Is that frustrating for you? Does that happen a lot?
It happened today. So I got on the range today at Bay Hill, and one of the first things that I was asked by a reporter was, what was the first thing you thought when Tiger withdrew this week? And it sort of took me back. I'm like, well, I don't know. You know, I hope he's okay and whatever. And I sort of rambled into, you know, it didn't surprise me that much. I saw him getting, you know, treated in Mexico a couple of weeks ago. I saw some tape on his back. And then all of a sudden that gets turned into, you know, Rory not surprised with Tiger's
right.
WD this week. So that's not what I was trying to say. You know, all I was trying to is, look, I wish him the best. I'm trying to give you guys an answer. But what I should have really said in hindsight is it's none of my business.
Right.
You know, what Tiger does, what he doesn't do. But there's just a tiny little example of
things. But is it frustrating that you know, you, in today's culture for you, you have to really think about what you're going to say before you can even say it. You almost can't speak too freely because A, it could be taken out of context, and B, it's just going to be, it's you, not you, this. You, and you again, have, I'm going back to why I think this podcast will be cool for you moving forward. Or most people. I've even noticed like LeBron, the way that he, since he's gone to the Lakers and he's taken his production entities there, this is much more than basketball. And whether it's the boys talking in the barbershop.
Exactly.
I've never heard LeBron say the F word before.
Yeah.
And that was kind of like, to me personally, I was kind of like, wow, that's liberating. And he spoke on, you know, he kept it real, if you will.
Yeah, no, it's a freedom.
These are avenues you guys need.
Exactly. You know, LeBron with his, you know, uninterrupted, or, you know, you've got the Players Tribune that was started by Derek Jeter. Yep. You know, all these different avenues now where athletes have a voice that's bigger than just the sport they play. You know, if they want to tackle some social issues that they feel strongly about, or they want to speak their mind about something, you know, something they're doing with charity or something that's close to them. You know, that is why I think it's a good thing and a bad thing about modern society and social media and the way of the world. The criticism you get is very direct, but then you can also, you can feel like you can, your voice is heard, and right. and you don't have to go through a third party to get it out there.
The Rory and Carson podcast is coming soon and will be exclusive to Golf Pass members. Head over to golfpass.com and sign up today.